The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Commentary from the Edge. I'm your host, Elbert Lewis. Today my rant is entitled, Greens Gone Wild. And by greens, I mean the environmentalist movement. These people are, maybe not insane, but some of them are completely nuts. Let me explain why I say this. In the last couple of days or maybe a week, I've heard some things, read some things, and saw some news segments on TV that leads me to believe that the green movement has gained so much political power, they can now force our government to do things that are really, really stupid and just totally contrary to common sense. Exhibit number one. We've all heard that the spotted owl is an endangered species, right? Well, the government for a long time has taken large tracts of government land out of circulation when it comes to logging and development. And that was to protect the habitat of the spotted owl. But guess what? That hasn't worked. And the population of the spotted owl continues to decline. Well, the government and several environmentalist groups, animal rights groups, did some studies, and they found out that the reason that the number of spotted owls continues to decline is that another species of owl, called the barred owl, is preying on the spotted owl. That's right, they're eating them. You would think that would be the end of it, because that's a natural process. That's just nature being nature. And nature is vicious. But oh no, the greens, the animal rights activists, the environmentalists, they can't have that. And so they've been putting a lot of pressure on the administration. And since the green movement has been a big supporter of this administration and democratic administrations in general, and I guess they have to respond and give them a little quid pro quo in the form of a new policy and program to protect the spotted owl. And do you know what that policy is? They're going to hire hunters to go out and shoot some of the barred owls. In order to save spotted owls, they're going to go out and shoot barred owls. Can you believe that they're going to spend our tax dollars to kill owls of one species to save another species? In the scheme of things, what difference does it make if we have spotted owls or barred owls out there killing the mice and whatever else they eat? It makes no difference. And anthropologists and paleontologists and other scientists will tell you that in the history of the planet, there are more extinct species of animals than are alive today. It is a natural occurrence that species are mutated and come about and they have a run on this planet, and a lot of them become extinct for one reason or another. The same thing is going to happen to Homo sapiens, to human beings. We won't be on this planet for millions or billions of more years. Homo sapiens will become extinct. But there are people, these greens, they somehow think that our environment has to remain static, that it has to stay the same way. And so they're going to do something as ridiculous as going out there and killing barred owls in order to save spotted owls. It's stupid. It doesn't end there. We all know that we're in an energy crunch, right? That we're paying through the nose for our energy because we have to import so much of it from the Middle East, Venezuela, and other countries around the globe. But, you know, in recent months, there's been a surge in energy production, in domestic energy production, and a lot of it through a process called fracking. With the fracking process, you inject water and other chemicals under high pressure into the ground, and it forces natural gas out of the void spaces. Then you pump out the liquids, and the gas comes with it, and you harvest the natural gas. You guessed it. The environmentalists, they don't like fracking. They claim that it pollutes natural streams and aquifers, and that's a possibility. I have to allow for that. But then, in order to try to put a stop to it, they came out with the claim that it causes earthquakes. Come on. Anybody that is not a member of the Flat Earth Society knows that earthquakes are caused by movements of the tectonic plates. Now, this is a process that originates in the center of the Earth, where you have heat and pressures that are so great that the material down there is molten, and heat propagates through the Earth, and it causes the tectonic plates, which ride on this molten material, to move, to release heat and pressure. That's how we get volcanoes, hot springs, geysers like Old Faithful, and earthquakes. Now, these tectonic plates are huge. I'm talking about hundreds and thousands of square miles huge. And the energy that it takes to move these tectonic plates are on the order of thousands or millions of megatons of energy. And the greens gone wild out there are trying to scare people into opposing fracking for energy production by claiming that they cause earthquakes. And it's ridiculous. I'm enough of an engineer to know that if you remove thousands of cubic meters of gas or other material liquids from the void spaces in the earth, that it's going to cause a consolidation of the material. And that could lead to a subsidence of the earth and depressions, sinkholes, shifting, and like that. So if they had come out and said that, along with possible pollution of aquifers and groundwater and other possible side effects, then I'd say, yeah, you might have a case, but you're going to come out with something as ridiculous as fracking causing earthquakes, actually moving the tectonic plates of this planet? Get real, people. For years and years, all you heard of from the environmentalists, wackos, and the greens is that renewable, clean energy was the ticket, that we've got to stop burning filthy fossil fuels, crude oil, natural gas, and all the other stuff that comes out of the ground, coal, because it's polluting our atmosphere. It's destroying our environment. And so for years, they pushed solar energy and windmills. Well, it seems that they're not happy with that, because a little while ago, I heard that there is an environmental group that wants to ban windmills. And do you know why? Because the windmills kill birds. That's right. They claim that building huge wind farms will kill millions of birds, will adversely impact endangered species of birds. Well, I did a little research because, you know, that sort of got my attention. Because the house we live in was a custom-built house, and it's not your typical Midwestern suburban home. It's a ranch, but it has a southern exposure that is just about all glass. And as you can imagine, it's really fun with the heating bill in the winter. But my wife loved the house, so we purchased it. But being a lot of glass back there, I'd say at least once a month, some bird flies into our window and kills itself. It happens quite often. And one time, there was a fairly large bird that flew into our window and didn't die right away. And he was out there flapping around. And, you know, and my wife, being an animal lover, she said, you know, do something. And me doing the right thing, you know, you don't want to see an animal suffer. I grabbed my shotgun and I was going to put it out of its misery. Well, my wife wouldn't let me do it. She said, are you crazy? I said, okay, fine. We'll just stand here and watch it suffer and die. And she walked away in disgust. And so I went about my business. And in a little while, I walked out and it was dead. And I got my shovel and scooped it up and took it out in the backyard to my bird cemetery that I have out there. It happens quite often that I have actually dedicated a patch of ground about a couple of square yards. And so I buried him and put a little cross and said a few words. No, I'm just joking. There was no ceremony. I just buried him and went on back in the house. This article that I read got me curious, and so I did a little research, and I was astounded to find that in the United States, on an annual basis, that upwards 100 million birds are killed by domestic and feral cats. Huh? Electrical lines. Up to 174 million birds annually die from contact with our electrical grid. Wow. Who knew? Windows, residential and commercial. Oh, that's me. Up to 100 million to 1 billion birds die every year from running into windows. Wow. Pesticides. As many as 70 million birds die every year from ingesting food that's been contaminated with pesticides. Automobiles. 60 to 80 million birds die from, I guess, impacts or pollution from automobiles. Lighted communication towers, I guess the cell towers, radio towers, up to 50 million birds a year. And then we get to wind turbines. What these environmentalist wackos, these rabid greens, are up in arms about. 10,000 to 40,000 birds annually die from contact with wind turbines. You understand what I'm saying here? These people are all up in arms, trying to sabotage a source of clean energy that their cohorts have been advocating for decades. They want to put an end to it or severely restrict it because 40,000 birds annually die from contact with the blades of windmills, when there are untold hundreds of millions that are dying from other causes. And that's why I say these greens have gone wild. They hear something or they see something and they don't think to investigate it or learn anything about it. They just, like I'm saying, they just run amok and try to have it banned. In another article I read that's related to the endangered species and forests, in Oregon, there was some federal land that was recently released for logging, and an environmental group came out against it, and they filed a suit because the road that the logging company was building in order to get to the federal land to harvest the trees, that road would run through a patch of the only old growth timber in that area. Huh? Okay, let me get this straight. What is it about old growth timber that gets the dander up with these environmentalists? What is it about old trees that makes them special? Okay, I understand that you shouldn't harvest immature trees, but what is it about old trees? Can you sit next to an old tree and hear words of wisdom? Are old trees sages that has the wisdom of the ages that they can impart to people? What is it about old growth that makes them special? As far as I can see, it's nothing, because trees don't live forever. They die from insect infestations. They die from forest fires. They die from any number of different methods. So what is it about old trees, old growth forests, that make them so special in the eyes of the greens? It seems to me that once a tree matures, that it should be harvested and saplings planted so the next generation of humans can have this renewable resource. That makes sense to me, but to protect old growth forests like they're something special just because they're older than other trees, it's ludicrous. They have nothing to offer but the wood and bark and whatever else we use trees for. And besides that, environmentalists, the Greens, always complain about us cutting down trees. Do you realize that there are more trees in the United States now than there was when the settlers came from Europe? Do you understand that? Because large tracts of this country is the Great Plains. And there's hundreds and thousands and maybe millions of square miles of nothing but grass. That's right. When the settlers first came here and moved out west, you could travel for weeks and never see a tree. When those settlers were at the end of the day, when they set up camp and they go to cook their meal, there was no wood to be found for their campfires. So you know what they used? They used dried buffalo and cow manure to cook their food. Mm-mm. Man, can you imagine the aroma coming off of those campfires? Can you imagine the flavor of those venison and buffalo steaks? Man, forget about secret sauce or herbs and spices. But anyway, once the plains were settled and people started building homes, they naturally wanted trees. And so, in places where there were no trees, people started planting trees. Do you remember Johnny Appleseed? I think that guy was real. I don't think it was a myth or a fairy tale. So when environmentalists get all up in arms about logging and whatever else, they don't seem to understand that when logging companies go in and cut down trees, they plant new ones if they got any kind of brains at all, because it's a renewable resource. And so why would you spend your time and effort trying to protect a tree when it's just a tree? It's not some old sage that's going to whisper some words of wisdom to you or your family. They're just trees. And we can plant as many as we want and harvest them in the next 20 or 30 years, or our grandkids will harvest them in the next 20 or 30 years. And it goes on and on. But the Greens, they don't see it that way. They believe the planet should remain static, that nothing should change. And then that takes us to the global warming issue. Oh, man, if you want to see the environmentalists and the Greens get their hackles up, just express some doubt about man-made global warming and they go ballistic. And one of their favorite little talking points is, oh, global warming is destroying the Arctic habitat and polar bears are endangered. Well, the fact is, the population of polar bears is actually increasing. Oh, yeah. They will swear on a stack of Bibles if you let them, and they will look you in the eye and tell you that polar bears are becoming extinct because man-made global warming is melting the Arctic ice and destroying their habitat. And they have nothing to eat because the seals are, I don't know, who knows, drowning, I guess. But for a fact, the population of polar bears is increasing. And if, perchance, it was true that the ice pack is melting and they can't get to the seals for their daily meals, then polar bears will adapt. And it's very probable they will adapt to hunting on dry land. And they are bears, and just like black bears and brown bears and other bears, they are capable of taking other animals for food. And if they run out of moose and elk and other prey animals, there are people. And I suspect that the environmentalists, the Greens, wouldn't have a problem with that, because you know that they think that there are too many people on this planet, and if we have to sacrifice a few human beings so the polar bears won't become extinct, I think most Greens would think that's a fairly nice trade-off. They wouldn't object to that, because, hey, there are too many people polluting the planet, bringing on global warming, destroying nature, defiling God's work. And so, who knows where the green movement would take us? Who knows how far they are willing to go? How much of human civilization they're willing to sacrifice to protect lesser species? But we do know that the animal rights activists value some animals over people, that the environmentalists are running amok, and the Greens have gone wild. Until next time, I'm your host, Albert Lewis, from The Edge.